Hi, welcome to Devotions with Emotions. I'll be reading to you an excerpt of a devotional plan from Bob Goff's Love Does. Freedom to Fail. The thing I love about God is He intentionally guides people into failure. He made us be born as little kids who can't walk or talk or even use a bathroom correctly. We have to be taught everything. All that learning takes time, and He made us so we are dependent on Him, our parents, and each other. The whole thing is designed so we try again and again until we finally get it right. And the whole time, He is endlessly patient. I love those passages in Scripture where Jesus teaches the disciples something, saying, "I want to teach you to think differently about life." They walked with Him for years, and some of them didn't learn everything they needed to know until after He'd gone back to heaven. Yet, even though they were slow to learn, they still referred to themselves as His beloved. Failure is just part of the process. And it's not just okay, it's better than okay. God doesn't want failure to shut us down. God didn't make it a three strikes and you're out sort of thing. It's more about how God helps us dust ourselves off so that we can swing for the fences again. And all of this without keeping a meticulous record of our screw-ups. Things that go wrong can shape us or scar us. I've had some things go well in my life and some things not go so well, just like you. More have gone well than have gone poorly. But I'm not trying to keep score because I have a different way I measure those things now. God finds us in our failures and our successes. And He says that while we used to think one way about things, now He wants us to think another way about those same things. And for me, I've realized that I used to be afraid of failing at the things that really mattered to me. But now, I'm more afraid of succeeding at things that don't matter.
Thank you for listening to my audio devotional reading podcast. I hope you were enlightened. Remember, we are all far from perfect, but it's never too late to bounce back. Now, time to go out there and have a purposeful and spirit-filled day.